This story of a class is taken from lessons from Kerbala, from Asir 313, and available to you from the Truth Seekers Library, a Truth Seekers Foundation initiative. What is a class? It can be explained in two parts. 1. A class, or sincerity of intention, is the highest station of love and servitude to God. 2. A class means to do something purely for God, and the performer of the action should not desire any worldly rewards in return. Let's hear a story about a class. "You can't catch me, Ginger," taunted the young deer. "Oh yes I can, Chup Chup," panted the tired monkey. The two friends chased each other around in circles, finally collapsing in the center in a giggling heap. "I'm tired," complained Chup Chup. Ginger agreed. After much deliberation, they decided to go home. Chatting nonstop, the two friends strolled down the familiar path. Suddenly, Chup Chup spotted something in the tree. He had seen a flash of vibrant orange. Curious, the two friends advanced towards the clearing to investigate. "Hello," the two friends jumped, startled by the sudden greeting. They turned around and were shocked. Staring at them were the cunning eyes of a fox. They were just about to run away when the creature called out to them. He introduced himself as Slick and further explained that he was lost and requested them to help. Ginger had been scanning the creature throughout and didn't like what he saw. The young monkey felt that the sly animal was not trustworthy, especially since he kept complimenting them. He nudged the deer and indicated to the trees. He wanted to leave. But Chup Chup thought differently. He liked this animal. After they helped the fox, the two friends resumed their journey. "I didn't like him," whispered Ginger. "He looked wicked," Chup Chup shook his head. "You're too suspicious. I think he was very sweet. Did you see how he complimented me on my antlers? It takes a big heart to say nice things about others." Next day, it was a clear morning. Ginger and Chup Chup gathered to meet at their usual spot in the field. But they were shocked when they reached there. Standing in the shade of the tree was Slick. Ginger was irked, but Chup Chup was overjoyed. Slick explained that he had decided to remain in this area for a while. Immediately, the young deer invited Slick to join in. The clever monkey observed that the fox always complimented Chup Chup, and Chup Chup gave the same reaction every time, happiness and pleasure. Ginger revealed his concerns to Chup Chup. But instead of being worried, Chup Chup got angry and accused Ginger of being jealous. Ginger was hurt, especially since he had been doing this for his friend. Chup Chup ignored Ginger and turned to Slick for company. Eventually, in spite of all the warnings, the fox and the deer became friends. That was when the trouble started. They did very wrong things. For example, they would knock down the robin's eggs from their nests, and the poor parents would be devastated. Ginger tried to warn Chup Chup all along, but in vain. Chup Chup and Slick began stealing from the farmer's stable. This angered the farmer, and he decided to set a trap. When Chup Chup and Slick arrived, they didn't notice the trap, and got caught in it easily. Slick managed to scramble out of the net, but Chup Chup was stuck. Ignoring the deer's pleas for help, Slick ran off into the night, leaving Chup Chup behind. The farmer took Chup Chup to the fair and sold him to a petting zoo for a few coins. Chup Chup was heartbroken. The young deer remembered the days where he would roam around freely. He also remembered Ginger. Tears dropped from his eyes as he realized his own mistake. He should have believed his sincere friend instead of befriending the sly Slick. Slick had left him in a second, while Ginger had tried to help all along. He looked around him and realized his loneliness. Finally, he looked at the sky and cried, "If only I had known. If only I had seen." A class in Kerbala. The companions of Imam stayed with Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. They gave their own lives to serve their master. We can witness their reward for being so sincere. They'll rise up with Hussein, who holds them very dear. A class was in their eyes. No one can find more truth. No matter how hard he tries, no hardships could make the companions abandon their imam. They were faithful, sincere, and loyal. So, how can we achieve a class? 1. At home. Beautify your ibadah at knowing that nobody is watching, but Allah. 2. At school. Sincerity towards friends. Doing things, like wearing hijab for no one but Allah, and not because everyone else is doing it. 3. At public places. to be an example of a practicing Muslim in the society, only for the pleasure of Allah. Therefore, the first step in the journey towards God is abandonment of self-love, and crushing the head of ego. We need to remind ourselves constantly that our intention to perform any action should only be for the pleasure of Allah. This is the end of the story. Ikhlas.